Don't go after every person who comes along. There are people that come on your way that may or may not be appropriate, may not be the best for you, may not be the best friend for you.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord.
Foundations for Living is the radio ministry of Van Buren United Methodist Church and is underwritten by our friends at Fincannon Ford in Hartford City. We are happy you tuned in, and we invite you to be our guest as we listen to Reverend Cindy Osgood, pastor of Van Buren United Methodist Church, and we explore together Foundations for Living.
Good morning. Welcome to the Van Buren United Methodist Church.
Solomon was not unlike some of the other people that we have in Scripture who wasn't perfect. He came out of a relationship with David and Bathsheba. He had multiple wives, but yet he was the one who wrote much of the book of Proverbs, wrote part of the Psalms, wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, and part of the Song of Songs. The Bible is filled with people who, like us, had human conditions, strayed from God, were sinners, but yet they write to us out of Holy Scripture about things that we need to know and understand and that guide us in our journey. So if they aren't perfect, but yet they can write and share with us a bit of wisdom, a bit of guidance, ought we not turn and listen to what they have to say, and may it guide us so that we can avoid the pitfalls and the pratfalls that they fell into, that it might be a guide for our life. So this morning, let's gather for worship as we share together in song and in spoken word and in sung music as well. Let's stand as we sing our opening hymns.
Story. This is my song, praising my Savior.
Gracious God, there are things we do not know about tomorrow. There are even some things we don't know about today. But we know that you have us in your best interest. You have us in your guiding hand. May we take your hand and may we let you walk us through every day, that no matter what happens, we know that you have our future securely in your hand. And so on this day, when we think about graduation, we think about wisdom, we know that you are the best source of wisdom of all. So may we sense your presence around us, and may we hear your worship spoken to us, but hear your wisdom spoken to us throughout the scripture this day. We ask all of this in your name we pray. Amen.
All around. seasons are changing. Seasons come and seasons go. Very few things last forever. Deep within our hearts we know we're forever friends, bound by love that time can't take away. Forever friends, caring in a special kind of way. Heart to heart, hand in hand, we'll stand till the end. Last forever when we're forever friends. We're all children of the Father in His keeping and His care. And the Spirit that He us is a love we're meant to share. Forever friends, bound by love that time can't take away. Forever friends, caring in a special kind of way. Heart to heart, hand in hand, we'll stand until the end. Last forever when you're forever friends. Though we know it's time to say goodbye, we'll always be together, and here's the reason why. Bound by love that time can't take away.
Today's scripture lesson comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 10 through 14. This is what the Lord says: when Babylon's 70 years are over, I will come to you. I will keep my promise to you and bring you back to this place. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace and not disaster, plans to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call to me. You will come and pray to me, and I will hear you. When you look for me, you will find me. When you wholeheartedly seek me, I will let you find me, declares the Lord. I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I've scattered you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back from the place where you are being held captive.
From Solomon's book of Proverbs, chapter 4, we read these words. Listen, children, to a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight. For I gave you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender and my mother's favorite, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will keep you, and love her, and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Get whatever else you get insight. Prize her highly, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will piece on your head a fair garland. She will bestow on you a beautiful crown. Hear, my child, and accept my words, that the years of your life may be many. I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evildoers. Avoid it. Do not go on it. Turn away from it and pass on, for they cannot sleep unless they have gone wrong. They are robbed of sleep unless they have made someone stumble. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the righteous is like the light of the dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness, and they do not know what they stumble over. My child, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them escape from your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Put away from you crooked speech and put devious talk far from you. Let your eyes look directly forward and let your gaze be straight before you. Keep straight the path of your feet and all of your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Well, 41 years ago, I graduated from high school. Seems like an eon ago. I'm sure for some of you it's been a tad longer than that, obviously, considering I'm just a little kid amongst you, really. But it still seems like a long time. And probably you, like I, got a lot of advice as you graduated. Do this, do that, think about this, consider that. And some of it you'll listen to, some of it you listened to, and some of it you said, I'll just back up on that. But let me ask you three questions this morning. Who has proven to be wise in your life thus far? What is the best piece of advice that they may have given you, that wise person that you just thought in your head? And what one thing would you do differently if you could do it over? Things to consider, huh? Well, let's think about Solomon for a few minutes. As I said earlier, one of our biblical writers who wasn't the most perfect person. He was the son of David and Bathsheba, but was unable to follow his own wisdom because of an ineffective personal life. He wrote the book of Proverbs, wrote the book of Ecclesiastes, the Song of Songs, and a few of the Psalms. But as we think about the words of Proverbs 4, we hear Solomon sharing his heart about the importance of wisdom, how significant it is in life. David shared these words with Solomon as he was about to leave the earth. I'm about to go the way of the earth. But be strong, be courageous, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, as it was written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Then the Lord will establish his word that he spoke concerning me. If your heirs take heed to their way, to walk before me in faithfulness, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail you a successor on the throne of Israel. David was helping prepare him in his role as king, but he's telling him, even as he's leaving the earth, to make a point to keep strong, keep courageous, and do that which God has taught him to do. Well, I think there's some things we can think about out of this fourth chapter of Proverbs, and there are four strategies for effective living. And so the strategy for effective living would begin first with God's wisdom, and then it would require moral and practical application, and then would result in effective living. So the beginning of God's wisdom is having a respect and an awe for God, appreciating who God is, and having a reverence and an awe toward God. God isn't just something out there in Nowhereville. We watch God is Not Dead too. Story about a young lady who simply answers a question of a student in the classroom. They were discussing Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi and their works of nonviolent living. And she was having some difficulty in her life, and so she had begun to read the Bible, and she asked the teacher a simple question about Jesus and his nonviolent living, and the teacher preparedly, she answered her and quoted out of scripture, which began a long process of determining that she had failed by quoting out of scripture and that was wrong and inappropriate. And long story short, the process was to attempt to prove that God is dead. Well, we all know that that's not true, thankfully, to heaven. And she eventually won her case, and it was proven that God is very much alive and that Jesus is is very much believable. And while he's a historical figure, he's very much a part of our lives if we believe in him and put him to work in our own lives. Hopefully, for all of us, our parents, our grandparents, our family, our friends have been passing down wisdom to us. Some of our friends are some of the best sources of wisdom, are they not? Have been for me. And especially when they understand the wisdom and the knowledge of God, can be very helpful. And so may we in turn continue to pass on that same wisdom to the people in our futures. And when all else fails, we can always turn to the wisdom of Scripture to guide us. The world out there can offer us all kinds of words and wisdom, but sometimes it's not always as helpful as what Scripture can be. And it's a wonderful legacy that we can leave to our family and even to our friends that this was the book to which we turned. This is where we gained much of our wisdom and our guidance in our lives. So we begin our life of effective living by turning to Scripture and listening to the wisdom of Scripture. The moral application, trusting God, allowing God to speak to us, allowing God to personally help us to obey what this word says, to understand what it is. So we have to decide to go after wisdom. Somebody can offer us all the wisdom in the world, but if we don't personally go after it, if we don't pursue the direction that we're suggested to us, and we just let it lay there at our feet and do nothing with it, it's just words. But when we decide to pursue it, go after it, make it active in our life, then it takes on activity in our life. And life requires determination. It requires perseverance. It requires us not abandoning the process when the going gets tough. And no doubt we've all had those days when we think, is this really worth it? Is this really important? But when we think about the long run goal, when we think about the high prize at the end, it is worth it. And so we have to hold on that much stronger on those days when we're weak and when we're challenged and when we're persecuted, if you will, for what we're doing. We have to hang in there and not give up. Persevere on those days a little stronger. Practical application. Every day is a choice. Every day is a choice as to whether we get up and live into the wisdom of God and live into the wisdom of what God calls us to do and to be. And prayer is a big part of that journey. Take time to read that Bible. I don't know about you, but this is probably the best map, the best roadmap you'll ever have. Rand McNally can print all the maps they want. Those will get you down the road. Maybe. Unless there's a lot of road construction. Then they're not worth much. This will stand the test of time. This will stand through all the road construction of life. It will withstand all the illness of life. It will withstand all the financial struggles. It will withstand anything that the earth can put in our pathway if we lean into what's in this book and lean into the instruction that it gives us. But that's a choice. It's a choice whether we choose to live into it on a daily basis. It's a choice whether we choose to turn to God and have Him guide us in all that we do. In James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8, it says, if any of you is lacking in wisdom, ask God, who gives to all generously and ungrudgingly, and it will be given you. But ask in faith, never doubting, for the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For the doubter, being double-minded and unstable in every way, but must not expect to receive anything from the Lord. We have to stand true. We have to follow what God asks us to do. So then effective living. Experience what our obedience does as we journey through life. Don't go after everything that comes our way. We have offers all the time. You can watch television, offers of cards, offers of money. You know, how many times do you get in the mail an offer of a $500 this or a $400 that? Do you take it out? Because probably sometimes those have strings attached to them. And I think anything that's got a string attached, we better be wary of. But don't go after everything that comes along. Don't go after every person who comes along. There are people that come on your way that may or may not be appropriate, may not be the best for you, may not be the best friend for you. They might be an okay acquaintance. They might be an okay associate, but they may not be appropriate for friends material. Be careful about boundaries. What are your boundaries? Where do you draw the lines around yourself to protect yourself? We have a lot going on in our lives with social media. But One of the things we have to be so very careful about is media, social media. We can be lured into a spot without even realizing it and be into something we don't want to be into in a matter of a snap of a finger. So we have to create boundaries for ourselves, protect ourselves from where the devil, where the evil would want to lure us in places that we ought not to go or ought not to be. Be sure of your motives. Be sure of what you're doing and why you're doing it. What does Scripture tell you about that? Does it align with God's desire for what He wants for you? And if it doesn't, maybe you're ready to rethink that. So if we stay close to this word and to what it says for us and the directions that it gives to us, and if we stay close to God and develop a close relationship with God throughout our lives, that no matter what occurs, God's word and God's wisdom will guide each of our steps through life. Amen. Gracious God, you are our wisdom, you are our guide, you are our friend, and you are our eternal protector. Go with us now and help us to understand the words that you want us to know, the wisdom that you want us to have, and the direction you want us to go. And may we be obedient to you, that we may follow in your way and make a choice daily to follow after you and to live into what you would have us to be and to become in your way and in your will. We ask all of this in your name we pray. Amen.
The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord.
We want to thank you for being a part of Foundations for Living this morning, and remind you that every Sunday morning at 9:30, we meet in the sanctuary at the Van Buren United Methodist Church. We would love to have you come and be a part of us here in Van Buren, or join us on the air again next week with Foundations for Living. Also, you may hear this and other messages on our website at vanburenumc.org.
You have been listening to Foundations for Living, a presentation of the Van Buren United Methodist Church, underwritten by Finn Cannon Ford of Hartford City.